going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up? What's happening? Welcome in. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We are always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We are streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I have excellent news to share. Anthony, are you ready for the excellent news that I have to share with you? Are you ready, sir?
Yes.
It's NFL Draft Week!
Oh, I wish I had the sirens for that.
Yeah, the pew, 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 pew.
You didn't let me know.
No, I just... You know, sometimes you got to just stay ready over there. I'm an unpredictable force of nature.
Chris is giving you a side eye.
Speaking of unpredictable forces of nature, what's Russell doing over there?
I'm not sure. He has a wiffle ball bat in hand.
He does have a wiffle ball bat in hand. Quit threatening my producer. He didn't do anything. I did. If you want to fight with someone, you come fight with me.
Hey, that's a rooster right there, an angry one.
But please leave the bat over there if you don't mind, sir. You angry rooster who's been put back in his cage until 1 o'clock tomorrow. It is NFL draft week, and it is... I don't know how else to say this. This is a weird freaking draft. This is one of the most bizarre draft classes that I think that we're going to cover... not only the entire time that I am able to do this show, but probably for the rest of my life and career. This is a draft where it is incredibly thin at the top. It is incredibly thick with about four C's beyond the top. And that creates this bizarre world where, in some ways, the Commanders are in an ideal situation. And in some ways, it's kind of a bad situation for them. Because at the 29th pick, there's going to be good football players that are just as good as the ones that were taken 10 picks ahead. That's good. There's also going to be players that are taken 10 picks behind and maybe even 20 picks behind that would have been just fine selections at 29. And the reason I mention all of this is because I think it's important for us from like a sanity standpoint and an expectation standpoint moving forward to remember how we feel right now and remember how this is. In many ways, similar to the NBA draft last year, where you look at Zachary Risarchet as a number one pick for the Hawks and Alex Starr as a number two pick for the Wizards, and you kind of don't hold them to being a number one overall pick or a number two overall pick in the same way that you hold Zion Williamson and Ja Morant. Those dudes were generational talents that belonged at the top of a draft and would have been at the top of basically any draft. Cooper Flagg in this year's draft is one of them ones. And if he does not help lead a team to a championship based off of what he is expected to be as a prospect, you would actually be like, that's a bummer. Like, we had that expectation if we draft him going in, and if he doesn't ultimately wind up getting us there, what did we screw up? Or was did we screw up the evaluation, or did we screw up the process to help him do what he is fully capable of? In the same ways that last year, if you got Jaden Daniels or Drake May or Caleb Williams, frankly, you are hoping that that is a legitimate franchise quarterback that is going to lead you to a Super Bowl. If you got Malik Nabers, Marvin Harrison, you are hoping those are top five receivers in the NFL within the next couple of years, and they stay at that level for 5-6 years of their primes. I don't know there is a single player in this draft that hits that threshold. Ashton Jeanty, Abdul Carter, Travis Hunter are probably the three single best football players in this draft for their positions. Jeanty is a running back, is someone who's going to go even lower than certainly the top three. But if you tell me that none of Ashton Jeanty, Abdul Carter, Travis Hunter are ever a top five player at their position, I believe it. Abdul Carter should be really good. He should make a bunch of Pro Bowls. He's very, very good. He's not what Myles Garrett was as a prospect. Frankly, he's probably not as good as Chase Young was as a prospect. Now, I say that to say these things can take turns. No one have expected J.J. Watt to be J.J. Watt as the 12th overall pick. Otherwise, J.J. Watt would have been a top three pick. You know, any guy, Justin Jefferson winds up going 24 because he was the other guy with Jamar Chase. Whoopsie daisies. Now he and Chase are the two best players in all of football. Or two best receivers in all of football. So there's nothing to say that for sure one of these guys that's taken in the teens, the 20s, the 30s can't become an all-pro. It happens. It's just less likely than the guys that we know at the top of the draft. But that also has done something else in this draft that I think is kind of a wacky bit, which is, and it was put the most succinctly I've heard by our guy Dane Brugler at The Athletic. I was listening to the show that they did that came out, I think, on Friday with Robert Mays and Derek Klassen, and they did their Pass Catcher Palooza 2025. And they did like literally 2 hours, which is why I'm still in the middle of said podcast, because it is very long. Even at 1.25x speed, a 2 hour podcast is still a 2 hour podcast. That's a long show. But Dane was basically like, someone's got to be number eight. Basically, that if you have some guys, and I'll use Logan's rankings here, because on Take Command this morning, Logan and I went over his big board. And I believe Colston Loveland is the eighth player on his big board. Like number eight overall player. It's his top tight end. He likes him better than Tyler Warren. We can get into that later on in the show. But if I pull up Logan's board, he's got three players in tier one. It's Jeanty, Carter, and Travis Hunter. And then overall, Loveland's his sixth overall player. Sixth. In a regular draft, nevertheless, a loaded draft like last year. In a regular draft, Colston Loveland's like the 18th best player. In a loaded draft like last year, Colston Loveland's going in the 20s. And he still might, based off the fact that he's a tight end. And obviously, other people like Tyler Warren better. And other people are just going to disagree, generally speaking, with Colston Loveland's evaluation from Logan. But just to use one man's rankings and one player here, somebody's got to go six. If you're ranking players in order, if you're ranking your favorite foods out of a list that I give you and you don't like any of the foods, one of them's got to be your favorite. And that's kind of what this draft is. And the difference between Colston Loveland at six and where is he on Logan's list? Mason Taylor at 37. Two tight ends, pretty minimal. Different types of players. But like, if Mason Taylor winds up being a better player, a more reliable player than Colston Loveland, that won't be shocking. But if I tell you 37 versus 6, that feels like a big gap. And so to bring this all back around and kind of to drive home the point that I was making off the top, we need to adjust our expectations for what this first rounder is going to be. It's probably going to be a pretty solid football player. And there's a chance if it's someone like a Shamar Stewart, who's got a really high upside, that it could turn into a great football player. But Shamar Stewart's also had a second and a half every year of his career at Texas A&M. So you're dealing with major questions about how good players can be or if they could be good at all. And I am very curious to see what kind of risk tolerance Adam Peters has at 29 to say, do I take a big swing on a Shamar Stewart, a James Pierce, someone, a Luther Burden, someone who has a ton of potential, who could be on other people's boards a top 10 player? Or do you go with someone more reliable like a Donovan Ezeraku, who's had mega college production, someone like a Colston Loveland, who you're like, I know exactly who that guy is. Frankly, Loveland's probably going to be off the board. Mason Taylor at tight end. I know who he's going to be. And so we'll talk more about what this means as we go here, but I'm curious if you have a lean one way or the other. 301-230-0980. This is one of the most unique draft classes that we have seen in recent memory. It's probably one of the most unique ones that we'll ever see in our entire lives. Which direction do you want them to swing? Just get on base, or are you swinging for the fences? 301-230-0980 is the phone number. We take your calls and talk more about this class as we continue here on The Hoffman Show.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
301-230-0980 is the phone number. 301-230-0980. That is where you call us. We are the Hoffman Show here on the Team 980. Always live as well on the free Odyssey app and streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980. Do you want to see the Commanders swing big or just make sure they get on base with their first round pick? That's essentially the question that we're asking, because there is, like, you can try to sit dead red in this draft. And, you know, you can try to sit dead red, to just continue the baseball analogy here, and be like, if we get our pitch, we're going to hit it, and we know we're going to hit it real far. And maybe Adam Peters has a prospect in mind that we're like, he's like, if I get my hands on prospect X, then I know we're going to have a stud. We know that that guy in our system, who he is, all that stuff, that we're going to look back on this draft, and when they do all the redrafts, they're going to be like, how did the Commanders get the best player in this draft, or the fifth best player in this draft at the 29th pick? Maybe they have a guy. And if they do, great. Realistically, I think you're picking between one or the other. And I think it's probably worth exploring some of who each is at the positions, and especially at the positions of need, if you will, in this draft for Washington. Anthony, first, philosophically, do you have, is Russell Stone there with his baseball bat? Okay, he is.
Yeah, he is.
All right, I just make sure you guys were chit-chatting. I didn't want to, you know, interrupt. He's still got his baseball bat, which is definitely why I don't want to interrupt. Chris, you can wave it all you want. For all the cameras we have on this show, we don't have one on you right now. Would you like to see them take like a big swing, potentially hit a home run at 29, or just like, if I tell you I can guarantee you a double, do you want a double?
I mean, the thing is, like, where we are and what we need for our team, I feel as though, you know, you really can't go wrong. Like, if you want to get more depth at tackle, all right, if a Josh Campbell is there, then we go that route.
We need Will Campbell or Josh Connerly? Which one?
Josh Connerly. My bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then also, like, if you want to go guard, you can go guard. If you want to go safety, you can go safety. I just feel like where we are, like, there's no really wrong way of going. Now, Chris did ask me this. He said, if Jahad Campbell is there at 29, would you take a flyer on him? And I told him he wouldn't be a guy that I would be more interested in. I think we have other needs that are a little bit more essential than linebackers. So the offensive line, defensive line, cornerback, or even safety, I think those take a little bit more precedent than a linebacker or running back position.
So here's the thing with me and Jahad Campbell. I think he's an edge. Or like he's a Frankie Louvu type. That is, his off-ball linebacker skills are not first-round caliber. His ability to rush the passer is what makes him really intriguing. This is kind of a cop out, but I have a hard time believing Jahad Campbell's the best player on their board when they're picking. Both because I actually think someone else will take him, and because I feel like the types of guys they look for, I don't know enough about Campbell to know that like that's jumping off the page. Like he's not a guy where first thing on the scouting report is amazing leadership, you know, whatever like that. And again, I don't know that it's bad, but like big athlete who can really run and cover ground, that's definitely part of what they want. But I don't know that Jahad Campbell is going to fit their mold, which is actually like something that I've thought about a lot more over the last week, because I look at a guy like James Pierce Jr., the edge out of Tennessee. Could you make a compelling argument that his character stuff, the red flags with him, are immaturity. And that under Dan Quinn, with the type of leadership they have, with Bobby Wagner in the defensive room, with Dietrich Wise in the D-line room, with some of the guys that they have, with Johnny Newton as a fellow young guy who is just an absolute go-getter, that you could get the absolute best out of James Pierce. I think you can make a compelling argument. And this is actually, I won't be able to go to Adam Peters' press conference tomorrow based off my schedule. But if I could, this would be the question that I ask. So to any of the reporters who listen to the show, if you're going to be able to go tomorrow, I would love for this question to be asked of Adam Peters. How can you develop commanders, or do they come in that way, is the crux of the question. In other words, James Pierce Jr., I can make the argument that I just did, that in this environment, you get the best out of him. But are they really going to spend their first round pick on a guy who doesn't have the commander's tag, who doesn't have the leadership skills of Jaden Daniels and Mikey Sainer still and Johnny Newton and the guys that they, Brandon Coleman, the guys that they took that we know you never have to question their competitiveness. You never have to question their effort. You never have to question whether they're going to be rowing the boat in the direction that you want to go. And I don't know enough about Jahad Campbell one way or the other. The little bit that I do know, I'm going to guess he's not that guy. Not that he's a bad kid, not that he's a bad guy, not that he shouldn't be a first-round pick, that he's not their guy. And so, is that a cop-out answer directly to Chris Russell's question? Yeah, what are you going to do, Rooster? I'm being a coward. But I hope that's actually insightful.
I don't think it's a cop-out answer.
Also, I have him as an edge, so if you want to say he's the best edge on the board and take him at 29, fine. There's the non-cop-out answer.
I'm still all the way out on him.
Why are you out on him? Because you got him as an inside linebacker, and
yeah, I mean the thing is, like, I could see him in Indianapolis playing alongside Zaire Franklin. Now he might not be an inside linebacker, but they sometimes do have two inside linebackers, or they'll just have a weak side linebacker. But at the same token, I think he's a young guy who, you know, could be in their future for years to come. So I think he could definitely play inside linebacker, but I just wouldn't want him here. If he was to come here, though, I would think he's the success plan for a Bobby Wagner kind of thing.
And maybe you can get him in a Frankie Louvu type of role where he's playing some off ball, some edge, and then he's learning the defense and eventually he transitions and he almost reverses Micah Parsons it. But I just have a hard time. I mean, look, he's Dane's 14th overall player on the board. Like, he's a good football player.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that he's one of these guys that you have to have a plan for. And they're good here at doing that. The right places will have a plan for a guy like that. Trying to think who else is in there. I mean, Indy, sure. Who else is in that range? Dallas wouldn't do it. They're at 12. Miami's interesting at 13 because they do play a 3-4. So I could see him being, you know, they typically call the two inside linebackers in a 3-4, Mike and Mo. He could be Mo. I don't trust him to be Mike. I don't trust him making the calls and stuff, at least to start in his career. But could he be Mo and do a lot of blitzing? Sure. I guess. I don't know that that's, and then play, you know, on the edge of a 3-4 of an odd front. But I don't love him as an off-ball linebacker.
Yeah, I think also, like, with us being contenders, again, like, we have a lot of needs on our defense. If we're trying to improve the team and things of that nature, while also still, you know, building towards the future, I think we're looking at a defensive lineman or a corner or something along those lines with those first two picks. Not to say, you know, linebacker isn't a need of ours, but if we're
But is it? Like, not this, and that's the other thing, too. I think in general, we have to remember that, like, the draft is where you get the players that you want for the next 5 to 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a 2025, almost a 2024. It's definitely not a 2024 thing because 2024 is over, and it has been for a long time at this point. Where is the time going? It's not a 2025 deal. Need is a relative term. The only definitive not need the Washington Commanders have is quarterback. They do not need a quarterback. If they have a use for anybody other than Jaden Daniels, their season is already screwed. Outside of that, need everybody.
Yep.
That's why you take best player available. Now, there's certain resources committed. And it's not quite that simple, but it ain't far off. Which returns us to the question at 301-230-0980. Again, 301-230-0980 is the phone number. Would you rather see the Commanders take a big swing on a guy with good traits or whatever the risk is, or go with a safer prospect that you trust is going to be a good pro, but probably isn't going to develop into the next superstar in burgundy and gold? 301-230-0980 is the phone number. Take your calls next. It's Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. Our phone number is 301-230-0980. And if you would like to give us a call, now would be a fantastic time because, Anthony, how many people are on the phone lines right now?
Zilch.
Zero. Open phone lines, everybody. 301-230-0980. And we can take your calls on this NFL draft class. Like, how would you want the Commanders to swing? Big or safely? You want to make sure they get on base, or are you okay with the big swing knowing there's a chance that you strike out? So, Anthony, I thought it would be worth our time then to take a look at, I'll use Dane's top 100 here. Who are some of the people that could be available for Washington realistically at 29 that fall in each categories? So I'm going to go based off of Dane Brugler's top 100. And really, it's kind of starting at player 9. Which I think it illustrates, by the way, just how, like, bizarre this class is, right? I'm telling you that I don't think any of Dane's top 8 are available for Washington at 29. Travis Hunter, Abdul Carter, Ashton Jeanty, Mason Graham, Jalen Walker, Will Campbell, Armon Membu, and Tyler Warren. There's a really outside chance Walker would be because he's kind of a funky fit as an edge player, but... And he's kind of a funky, he's 6'1", 243, which is definitely smaller, but he's so explosive. Someone's going to take a shot on him. Okay. Warren, I do wonder if positionally, and because there's another guy in Loveland who other teams definitely are going to like more, there's different players. He's the other guy that if I had to predict could, but very unlikely either will. Shamar Stewart at 9. Ultimate home run swing. 6'5", 267. Great motor. Plays the run well. Led Texas A&M with 39 pressures last year. And I feel like for folks who may be just tuning in for the first time because it's draft week and you haven't been following this stuff at all, and you're like, crash course. I want to be the smartest person in the water cooler this week. You're going, what is the possible downside to this guy? Because everything I've said so far, he is a Myles Garrett-esque athlete. He's 6'5", 270 pounds. He has 34-inch arms, which is huge. And he ran a 4.59 40 with a 1.58 10-yard sprint, a 40-inch vertical jump, and a 10-foot 11-inch broad jump. That is an absolutely bananas athlete. He had 1.5 sacks last year and 1.5 sacks the year before that and 1.5 sacks the year before that. He had 1.5 sacks every year at Texas A&M. He has one of the highest missed tackle rates in college football. 26.9% missed tackle rate in college. Struggles to break down on the move and standard control as a tackler. Like, he is the ultimate, ultimate home run swing. Up next in the top 100, Mike Green, edge, Marshall. Green is a bizarre evaluation because as a player, I actually think he's probably like high floor, high ceiling, but he has 2 sexual assault allegations against him. I think a lot of NFL teams in doing their research feel like those might be allegations. I have a very hard time believing that if you're accused of that crime twice, that there's not something untoward that happened. But whatever, for whatever it's worth, as a player, although he, you know, he led FBS in sacks last year, he played at Marshall, but I think as a player, like if he's, let me put it this way. If he's available, he's in his own category, because if he's available at 29, you don't want him because the stuff that he's accused of is a problem. Because other than that, there's no way that dude gets to 29. Loveland, I think, is a double who could turn into a home run, which is why I don't think he's going to be available. Like, he could turn into Zach Ertz. We consider Zach Ertz a home run, right? Especially if you get him at 29.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tet McMillan. He's Dane's 12th player. I've seen him as high as 8 on some boards. Actually, I think I might have seen him as high as 3 on a board. Todd McShay just ranked him 50th.
God dang.
Yeah. Bizarre player. But, like, incredible mover, 6'4", hips are great. Bizarrely short arms for a dude who's 6'4". T. Higgins has 34-inch arms. Tet McMillan's got 31-inch arms. What do you do with that? I don't know. He's also not blazing fast, but he had more 20-yard plus yard catches than anyone else in college football the last couple of years. Cam Ward, Jahad Campbell, Matthew Golden feels like a potential safe floor prospect, but the production stuff in college is not very elite. So could he bust? I could see it. Derek Harmon, some people like him in the top 20. Some people think he's the 40th best player in this draft. Nick Manwari. He's actually someone that I think he's a team captain with incredible size and speed, really good football intellect. I actually don't really know what the hole is in Nick Manwari other than he plays safety. And there's some, obviously he's still young, so he's learning. But he's an interesting one. Will Johnson, I think he's dropping down boards because he didn't test at all. Very limited testing at his pro day, and he did not run. So, like, scouts really don't have an idea of, like, what he is as an athlete. Where do we go? Malachi Starks. Again, I think Starks could be Brian Branch and be an all-pro and defensive player of the year candidate, or he could be misused and out of league in 4 years. Josh Simmons, probably the best offensive tackle in this class, if healthy. Missed most of last year with a serious knee injury. No idea what he is. Mykel Williams, he's 20 years old, freak athlete on the edge. Could be great, could be out of league in a couple years if he's used wrong. Donovan Ezeraku could get washed out of the league because he's too small, could wind up being a 10-sack-a-year guy like Dante Fowler or maybe even better. Josh Connerly, offensive tackle 4 for Dane, 23rd overall player. I don't think he's going in the first round. Is a player you should hope is still available for Washington and someone might wants to make a trade for. But big projection at tackle. Tyler Booker, some people think, Logan thinks he might be the best guard in this class. Jeremy Green, who was in for Logan last week on Take Command, has got him in the 50s. This is all these dudes. Emeka Egbuka is like one of the few guys that I'm like, oh, that's a safe guy. I know what he is. Luther Burden, could be Deebo Samuel. He could also blow up your team and be terrible. Like, this is this class of players. Mason Taylor, never going to be a top 5 tight end probably in the NFL. Could be the 8th best tight end for a decade. Might also be the 13th best tight end for a decade. Pretty safe prospect. But it is, this is these guys all the way down. Here, another one. Ariante Ersery. Tackle out of Minnesota. Dane's got him at 37 overall. Jeremy and I in our mock draft last week took him at 61. So, this is the kind of draft that we're talking about. You want to play it safe or you want to take a big swing? We got a couple folks ready to give us their answer. We'll get some more on the phones if you want to call in at 301-230-0980 after we tell you a look at what's trending.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre Pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the team at 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too at the team 980. And now we have totally full phone lines open again because we said, hey, hang tight. We're going to get to the phones next. And the people on the phones hung up, Anthony. You just absolutely hate to see it.
Yeah, I know.
Absolutely, absolutely. Hate to see it. Wow, that is one of the dumbest ideas I've ever seen. I'm so sorry to this person in the YouTube chat. But, Anthony, what about we offer number 29, B-Rob, and number one in 2026 to trade up for Ashton Jeanty?
I don't think people understand the amount of draft capital it would take to go from 29 to, I guess, 6, because that's where he's been like mostly mocked to the Raiders.
One, I don't think that gets it done. Two, I'm not trading up for a running back.
Yeah.
I'll do, unless it's Saquon Barkley now. Like, no. No. Ashton, that's the thing. It's like even Ashton Jeanty, right? Ashton Jeanty is a guy who went to Boise State and was their entire offense. And he was a really good offense. They played, what, Penn State in the college football playoff? He couldn't do jack. Probably in part because his offensive line couldn't do anything against Penn State. But, like, he's heavily used and played against bad competition. That's at a position that typically has depreciating value. I don't know they want to spend a top 10 pick on that. Like, I can make an argument against almost any player in this draft. It's crazy. It's crazy. Was there a guy you wanted to ask me about since nobody wants to do it on the phones?
Yeah, so I've been, earlier today I was, they have the NFL draft like countdown going on, and they have like ESPN's, I don't know, like top 50 or top 100 players like constantly rotating. And one of the guys that I had saw was Ezra Thomas. They said he gave up zero touchdowns in like 331 like snaps or something like that. And I'm thinking like, why isn't this guy being marked higher? Kind of thing.
So here's the case against Ezra Thomas. Also, let me make sure. Azarye Thomas.
Am I saying it wrong?
I don't know what you said, but I know that it's Azarye.
I was saying Azarye.
Yeah, no, it's Azarye. Thank you, Dane Brugler. The Beast also has pronunciation, guys. So the upside is he's huge. For a corner. He's 6'1", he's 200 pounds, he's got 32, almost 33-inch arms. He's got some explosive ability. Like his 1.55 10-yard split, his 10.2 shuttle. Like, those are pretty solid numbers. His short shuttle time's 4.21. Like, that's not bad. So he's got pretty good feet in terms of the measurables in that category. His length, he uses pretty well, but he just hasn't played a lot of football. His ball skills are questionable. So-so hands, left some interception production on the field. That's in Dane's notes. I think the big thing for him is his 40 time, and this shows on tape, is a 4.58.
Oh my God, that's low.
4.6 is like the cutoff. If you don't run 4.6 or faster, you basically can't play corner in the NFL. Again, if you can at least run 4.5, we can work with that. You might not be the fastest guy, but we can make sure you have help in certain situations and you can, you know, play off. And if you have some length like he does, like that's going to help, because ultimately you're just scared about getting beat over the top, but also on like crossing routes and things like that. And if you have good reaction skills and good short area quickness so you can make your cuts quickly and you have good length, you can make up for not just flat out running with a guy, right? But if you're 4.6 or slower, you can't make up for that. It's too slow. And that would scare the bejesus out of me about taking him at 29. Now, he's so good in other areas and there's enough potential and he's a younger guy. Like, I could see taking him at 61. I'm cool with that. If they trade back into the mid-40s or even the high 30s, I can get on board with Azarye Thomas there. I'm willing to take that risk for a guy in a class that doesn't have a lot of outside corners. He's an outside corner. He actually barely played in the slot at all, which is, I would say, a downside because I do want someone who can have some versatility if I can, but he's probably solely outside.
So you wouldn't be scared that he's a BSJ, not the fastest guy.
No, that's exactly what I'm scared about.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Hey, I got a big, long, tall guy who's got pretty good hips and pretty good decent movement skills, but he can't run full speed and his ball skills are questionable. Are you trying to replace Benjamin St. Juice with Benjamin St. Juice?
Yeah, okay.
That's what I'm scared of. Because, like, the thing is about Benjamin is, like, okay instincts on some of the breaking stuff underneath. Like, he fought in the – like, Benjamin's compete level was really high. He just, like, ultimately wasn't that good of a mover in his straight line speed and his ball skills and the judgment and kind of some of the instinctual stuff was lacking. But I'd be, like, that's actually a great comparison from what I know about Azarye Thomas is, like, I'm scared that he is Benjamin St. Juice. Which, again, is Benjamin St. Juice as bad as a lot of people make him out to be? No, he's an NFL corner, but he's not a first rounder. Like, BSJ went in the third round.
Yeah.
And was, like, probably not quite as good as they wanted him to be. I'm not taking that in round one. I think Azarye Thomas can have, like, he's young enough that there's still upside potential that he could be better, which is why, like, if you want to take him in round two, I can't hate it. but there's definitely a lot to be desired. I will say he was a core four special teamer his first two seasons at Florida State. So it does feel like he's got special teams upside, which BSJ did not play a ton of teams early on in his career in D.C. So that's probably worth mentioning as well. But yeah, 6'2", 196, like, was BSJ, 6'3", 195?
Yeah.
So definitely, I mean, BSJ literally had one interception in college. Azaria Thomas had two.
Yeah, not a lot of ball production there.
No.
And it didn't translate to the NFL either. He ended, he still has one, which was a gift.
Yeah, it was. It was. But yeah, Thomas, honorable mention, all ACC. But I think Trey Amos is the better spot there. Or do you wait? And how far down does Dane have Williams? Let's see. It's a kid out of Cal. That a lot
Noah
of
Williams, yeah. Second and third, his eighth corner.
There you go. Yeah, Noah Williams, people love that kid. 6 foot, 200 pounds, fights his face off. So there you go on that one. All right. We will take some of your calls tomorrow then. And maybe on Tuesdays. There has been a bizarre lack of traffic on Mondays, Anthony. And I'm not mad about that. Someone who drives to work most days. But maybe there's more people in a position to call tomorrow. As for today, we gave you all the information we could ourselves.
I mean, yeah. I mean, also today, Easter Monday, so a lot of people probably, I know both my schools, nobody had school today, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't feel like growing up I ever had Easter Monday off.
Me either.
Kids, hey, look, these
we're
days.
A different day and age.
I guess so. Bonus Easter egg hunting.
They get spring break and they get an Easter break. Since when we do that?
I don't know. I'm not in charge, bro.
And now they even have a fall break. I never had a fall break.
No, we didn't have fall. We had it in college.
Now I sound like an angry old man.
Yeah, welcome. I've welcomed Anthony to the dark side. All right, when we get back, you hear more of Logan Paulson's thoughts on this draft class. Plus, Greg Wyshynski talking Caps with us from ESPN at 5:30.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.